Well, let's put things into context. First of all, this is not a widespread crackdown. It's just several opposition activists who have been arrested. They've yet to be charged. We maintain that the sedition law is antiquated. It's out of date. We want to amend, we want to replace the sedition law in the upcoming parliament. But it's very important to remember that some of these people have been going around saying we want to overthrow the government through non-democratic means. We want to overthrow the government through street demonstrations. And I think it's very important for us to take action against that because that's clearly illegal and clearly undemocratic. So whether or not they will ultimately be charged with sedition remains to be seen. We maintain that this law needs to be changed, needs to be replaced. But in the meantime, we have to work within the current legal framework.
The Prime Minister has said he's trying to go forward in a spirit of national reconciliation and unity. The actions of arresting these opposition figures certainly doesn't help that. Why go after them if there's this spirit of unity?
Look, we have maintained from the first day, the Prime Minister has been out front from the day after the election saying that we want to move on, we want to accept the election results and get on with life. The parties who have not been willing to accept the results and continue to agitate the Malaysian public, continue to call for non-democratic means of replacing the government, have been the opposition parties. So I think when you look at it in that context, when you look at it in the fact that we've been calling for Malaysia to move on, the Prime Minister has even said that he's entered into an agreement with Anwar Ibrahim before the election, brokered by a former Vice President of Indonesia, Yusuf Kalla, saying that we'll accept the election results no matter what they are. And clearly it's Anwar who's not accepting the election results, continuing to fabricate stories saying that this election was won with huge irregularities.
Well, many people do actually believe Anwar Ibrahim when he says the election was won with huge irregularities, and that is the reason that he has given for breaking that agreement to accept the election result, which brings us back to the other point that we were discussing with Lim Kit Siang, the reform proposed for the Election Commission. The opposition say they have no idea about how this is going to work, that they weren't consulted. How will this bipartisan committee be drawn up?
First of all, the numbers of people who are attending the rallies and, as you said, are believing what Anwar is saying is fast dwindling by the day. The evidence that they've come up with so far publicly has been six questionable votes out of more than 13 million voters. And we've said, look, if you've got evidence of irregularities, bring it to court, file an election petition. Don't go out on the streets, don't incite the public with very flimsy evidence against the Election Commission and the electoral process. What the Prime Minister has announced on Saturday is to place the Election Commission under a bipartisan committee in Parliament. And this is an extension of his political reforms. This is something that we promised even before the elections. And I think a lot of Malaysians have responded positively to say that, look, this is another step towards making our electoral process better, fairer and freer.
How many people will be on this oversight committee and how many will be drawn from either side of politics?
Well, it remains to be seen, but we want to make sure that it's as fair as possible with good representation from both sides. It will most likely reflect the composition of the lower house as reflected by the number of seats won by both parties. But we want to make sure that the opposition have a strong voice, a meaningful voice in the committee, because we don't want to suggest that this is a whitewash. We really want this committee to have proper oversight over the Election Commission so that the public is more confident with the electoral process.
And within that context, will the opposition figures on that oversight committee have the right to veto decisions?
Well, the decisions will be made by the committee either through consensus or by voting. I don't think there's a question of giving either side a veto power. But the main thing is that both sides are represented and major decisions regarding the staffing, regarding the workings and regarding oversight over the Election Commission will be handled by both sides.
And will decisions be made on a simple majority basis?
Well, it's too early to say what the final decision-making process of the committee will be, but the important thing here is that we are asking them to be involved in this process and this is a significant development as far as national reconciliation is concerned. This is what they've been asking for. We're not scared. We're saying, let's get together. Let's have oversight over the Election Commission together.
Khairo Jamaluddin, you're absolutely right. This is what they've been asking for. They've been asking for it for years. Why has the government taken this long and decided to form this oversight committee after the election? Why wasn't this done before the election?
Look, there were many, many reforms done to the electoral process even before the elections. This was a suggestion that was made at the Parliamentary Select Committee last year, unanimous decision by both sides, by both Barisan Nasional and the opposition. And this is an extension of the transformation process. There's an extension of Dato' Sri Najib, our Prime Minister's efforts to strengthen democracy in the country. All the other steps previously, cleaning up the electoral, ensuring overseas voting, etc., etc., before the elections were done, there's an extension of that to make sure that even the oversight is something that we want to do on a bipartisan basis.
And just finally, there have also been calls to have a clean slate, to sack the current Election Commission and replace them with new figures. What do you think of that idea?
Look, it's something that can be decided by the committee, but it's important for us to move forward and show some magnanimity after the results. Governments around the world have said that we need to accept the results, including the Australian government, including the Australian foreign minister. It's something that the world has accepted. It's something that even Anwar's parties in certain states they've won have accepted, saying that, you know, we'll form state governments or provincial governments in states that they have won. So we want to make sure that this is a clean slate in terms of politics, and for us to move on. And moving on, whether or not we want to discuss about the composition of the Election Commission, that's something that we can decide on together. But they must stop holding the Malaysian public to ransom with these continued incitement of agitation of the Malaysian people to not accept the election results, which have been accepted by most people in Malaysia and by the world in general.